I think Ben Atman is probably in the employ of the Libyan government. He's one of the original members, I believe, of the Libyan Islamic Fighting Group, which has divided between those people who Gaddafi threw in prison and those who have joined al-Qaeda. Ben Atman is probably sort of a free man because he has agreed to speak out against the people he used to be associated with and therefore make Gaddafi look like he's a counter-terrorist.
You believe that if he stops doing this, what will happen?
Well, I think he probably has family in Libya, and although Gaddafi has greatly cut back on his violence overseas, Libya is still a dictatorship and a police state. We don't talk about it as much anymore as we used to because we get so much oil from there now. But clearly, Gaddafi holds a hammer over Ben Atman's head.
Do you believe anything he says is true?
Oh, I think there's a lot of stuff in there that's true about the interpersonal relationships between al-Qaeda and other people. But I think it's definitely slanted toward the view that al-Qaeda is fading, that they're not very smart. For example, I gather Ben Atman has said that Bin Laden was surprised that the United States invaded in Afghanistan after 9/11. And clearly, every other source that's available and credible says that exactly the opposite, that indeed 9/11 was designed to get us into Afghanistan.
What about people like Abu Zubaydah who have spoken out and said that al-Qaeda did not expect such a hard and swift response from the United States?
Well, I think, I don't know about Zubaydah. I have not heard what he said on the subject, but clearly the U.S. response was neither hard nor swift. They had over almost 30 days to move their men and equipment into the mountains. Our initial force in Afghanistan was large enough to take the cities. The cities always are taken very easily. Most of al-Qaeda and the Taliban got away to fight another day, and we're seeing that now. The only person I'm aware of that really didn't expect the United States to respond was Mullah Omar. For some reason, one of his ministers has written in a fairly recent book that Omar didn't believe the Americans were men enough, if you will, to come after them.
That's very interesting because Ben Atman says Afghan Taliban leader Mullah Omar had told Bin Laden on several occasions not to launch that attack.
Well, I think there's a clear disagreement between him and this former minister whose name is Zaeef, Z-A-E-E-F, who just wrote a book for Columbia University. And he makes very clear in there that Omar was going to defend Bin Laden and did not believe the Americans would come to Afghanistan.
So looking at the whole thing, the whole picture, Ben Atman coming out and saying the things he's saying, your disagreement with him and others who are weighing in, is there any value for the U.S. in anything that Ben Atman is saying at this point?
There's value in it in that it plays to what we want to believe. The problem with all of these people, Mr. Green, whether it's Ben Atman or Dr. Fadl in Egypt, is they can denounce the jihadis, but they have nothing to offer in its place. If the jihadis stop fighting today, the Arabs are still ruled by dictators, whether it's Gaddafi or the al-Sauds. The Israelis still do whatever they want regarding the Palestinians. American forces will still be in Iraq and Afghanistan and Saudi Arabia. So one of the big problems for all of these folks is what do they offer in place? The status quo is what they offer, and I think we've seen the status quo is not acceptable to an awful lot of Muslims.
Mike Scheuer is a former head of the CIA's Osama bin Laden unit. J.J. Green, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.